Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump and get on top.
A glory hole is like dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, this is not Mr. Adam.
This is not Mrs. Adam.
That was lame.
I'm sorry. I used to say baby doll.
By the by, and our secret spot. We've taken over their podcast for the evening. Say hello, Mr. and Mrs. Adam.
Hello.
Through clenched teeth while holding AK to their head. Are you taking over? I can't do this hosting thing anymore.
God, you're so bad at hosting.
Oh, I know. What's wrong with you?
He's out of his environment. He's used to being at the club.
Mm. Ooh, and we're not at the club.
No.
We're at our club,
which
is your house.
So I should be totally comfortable, even more comfortable.
You should be even better.
I should be in my underpants. Wait a minute.
You are, kind of.
You are in your underpants. Well, I'm in my underpants.
What, I wear Hulk undies? Like, just
are you wearing underpants?
I am wearing underpants.
Well, that's a change.
Do you normally go commando?
In those particular shorts, yes, you do.
In these particular shorts, I do. And you can see the distinct outline of my...
genitalia.
Penis. And why are we not being treated to that tonight?
I know, rude.
I don't know.
After, like, a gourmet
I was cooking with hot
meal.
Oils. I don't need any splashes in certain areas where...
Rude.
Because look at this little three dots I've got on my arm here. That's some bacon grease.
Aww,
can you imagine
ass.
That on can you imagine that
advice?
On your pecker?
Can I give you advice? Yeah. Whenever you're talking about your genitalia, never start a sentence with, look at this little.
And spot.
And he spit right back
at
his
little
glass.
Spot.
Look at this little spot. I'm going to show you my little spot. Hello, spot. Hello.
That's because I like to surprise people, you know. I tell people little and use all these, you know, sort of, what are the adjectives that are...
You know, I see what you're saying. So you...
surprise, bitches!
You tell them one thing and then you give them something. That's why I always say I have a vagina.
Wow.
I want to see my clit.
The problem with that is that it's a brown eye, not a pink eye.
Oh, shit. Can I swish?
With a corn kernel and a peanut admiral.
Oh, my God. That's great. Well, this is a new record. 2 minutes in, we've already lost control of everything. Okay, so let's try to rein it in.
Deep breath, start again.
So we are here with, of course, the law and baby doll.
Oh, that's right, we're the law and baby doll. I got so wrapped around what we weren't, I didn't say actually who we were.
You so much wanted to be Mr. Adam, didn't you?
I know.
Yeah, he's
everybody
such an awesome guy.
Anyway. The legend. I know, you can say it, it's alright.
Yeah. How'd you know? You just took the words from my mouth.
I'm like Bigfoot. There's only blurry photos of me. Okay. So we're here to talk about the club.
And what club is that?
I don't know. What club is that?
I'm taking my socks off.
The hidden spot.
The hidden spot. Our hidden spot.
Actually, that's something that you
people
you can
say that often.
Yeah, the random names that we hear it get called.
So let's start with that. Let's start right there. So if each of you all have some of the random names that you've heard your club be called.
The hidden spot. Come on.
The hidden spot. Yeah. Clever.
I think the most common is my secret spot. Or
the secret
spot, something like that. They
or
use the word
spot,
"out."
Just like secret spot.
I'll take secret spot. That's the name, kind of. But they replace the word "out" with something else. Then it's secret is almost always there.
That's a plus.
Yeah. Mm. So it could be the secret place, the
Secret area.
Our secret place.
The red secret
place. Yeah, I don't know.
The secret.
Only a week out of the month.
Okay. and they'll be saying it to us. Like, it's not even we're out and about somewhere. They'll be inside the club with the name. You know,
everywhere on your
everywhere
towels,
on the towels, on the pillow sheets, on the walls, on the business cards.
You're
right
usually wearing a
them.
Shirt,
but reading is hard.
It is hard for
yeah,
some people.
That's difficult.
It's that eye level sign that says no drinks upstairs. That's a fucking challenge for some people. I tell you.
Oh, God.
Is that why they take the sign down all the time? Okay, guys, that was not because of my joke. That was because Laura's dropped all his shit.
No, no, it was your joke. We'll edit that in post. Where you're hilarious.
Yay!
So it is our secret spot. Where did the name come from?
The name was actually chosen by my former business partner, and they came up with it. There's a list of names that we came up with, and they're all in the same sort of...
I'm kind
of
curious as to the names that didn't make it as well.
I couldn't even...
I think there was one that was like the club spot or something. Like, they were pretty generic names. There wasn't anything outrageous like the unicorn place or anything.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a blue balls on the list or anything.
Blue
like
balls!
But
sex
all
only place.
All similar in theme is as they wanted to convey a sense of community.
Yeah.
So, and eventually that's why we settled on our secret spot. So you could say this, the word our was actually very important, which is obviously when we hear it not being said, it's like, oh, you're missing the point of it's supposed to be all of ours to go to is in the community.
Right. Yeah.
And the rest of the phrase, our secret spot is used is because that's a generic term where people go, we're going to our secret spot, where you could actually say the name of the club you were going to and people still don't know where you're going.
Man, I can't tell you how many times this kick message has gone over. Them. What are you doing this weekend? Us. We're going to our secret spot. Them. What secret spot is that? Us. No, the club. Our secret spot. Them. What club? Us. Our secret spot.
You've got to put it in
them.
Quotation marks.
Well, if you don't want to tell us, just say we're not, you know, it's your secret club that you don't want to tell us about. Us. No, seriously. And we send, like, a Google Maps link to your site.
We may have to try.
So we're inadvertently ruining friendships? Budding relationships? We're going to have secret flights. What jerks? They don't want to tell us. We're fucking assholes.
If you can't figure it out, we don't want to be your friends anymore.
That's also good.
Wow.
So I look at you as part of the vetting process. If you don't know who you are or aren't quick enough to figure out what you are, then
we're totally okay with that.
If they can't do a quick Google search... then yeah.
Yeah. I do enjoy, you might notice this now that you've got admin rights on the Facebook page, the random people who check into the club.
Oh my God, I've noticed it literally. So I got used to having, you know, one or two friends like something called my picture. And then all of a sudden, a random like Bob Jane would go, oh my God, hanging out with my kids at our secret spot. And they tag themselves at this beautiful park and, you know, picture of their kids, their family, their cousins are in the background.
And because they're starting to type our secret spot and Facebook's going, well, this is the suggestion, and it comes up in that black bold print.
Oh, my God.
And they just go, yeah, Matt.
Oh.
And use us, and it's like,
oh, I love it. That makes me happy.
There has been
so many people that have done that. It's so good and so awful at the same time.
I look forward to the day that the Pope checks into our secret spot. Like, yes.
Malcolm Turnbull checked into our secret spot.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of pictures of kids, and I'm like, this is not cool. Mm.
There are no
untag.
Yeah. Over 18s only, please.
Yes.
Not please. Mandatory.
Need it. Need it.
Ah, shit.
No, 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 shit.
We'll fix that in post.
No, we won't.
Oh, God, Lawrence.
Oh, good, the police are here.
Great.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're a few drinks in tonight. Shocker.
That's new.
I know, right? Yeah, right. We never drink while podcasting.
I'm not sure last time I did this, I was pretty drunk.
You were.
I was pretty wasted.
It was great.
Sorry. That's right. You started banging the table repeatedly to get your point across.
I'm not banging the table now.
Because it's glass. Please don't.
Yeah.
I think it was glass last time. No, it wasn't.
She can bang this side of the table.
And for everyone out there in podcast land who can't see, Mr. Adam and Baby Doll are sharing a microphone.
Yeah, we're on this side of the table.
We're brown on the cool
chicken, brown
side.
Cow, moo.
And the law and I are sharing a microphone.
Yeah, like
because
brown
on
chicken,
the cool side of the table.
Right,
know, yeah.
Right. It's, we're not as cool as them.
Look, this is how I'm. This is how I flirt.
Okay.
Do you feel like you're watching a show over here?
Yeah, I know.
Why would you do cowboys? Is that the end? That makes no sense.
I'm sure you're not supposed to have two opposing conversations at the same time.
Not bound chicken.
I still think we need a
chicken brown cow.
Oh, I thought it was a bound chicken wow wow.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, yes. So back to you.
Oh God, game specials.
So remind us, all of us, mostly me, how long have you had the club?
Three and a half years.
Three and a half.
And how long has the club been, like, established?
Oh, sorry. So we've had it all together 3.5 years, and just us, maybe 2 years? Just going on 2?
No, not that long.
Yeah.
Better. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just going on 2, because it's 3.5 fully, but, sorry, just, like, it'd just be hitting 2 now.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years then.
Because it was a month out
it would
from
be
my
2
birthday.
Years next June.
No.
We took it over at the financial year of 2016.
Okay.
Not important. You could have given us a ballpark. We've all been happy with that. Anyway.
Exactly.
Like, let's rein it in. And we're flipping each other off over the table. That's great. This is why you two aren't allowed to sit next to each other. Exactly.
Damn it.
Okay, so we've all heard the story of the, and if you haven't heard this story, it's a great story. Go back and listen to some of their old podcasts about the butt scoot story.
Yes.
But what I want to do is I want to ask you just some general questions about, like, your favorites and not favorites. So tell me, what's your favorite type of person that comes to the club? We'll start with him.
Who's him? The law?
You.
Yeah, the law.
The other
you,
him.
Princess.
Like, no,
you, princess.
No, no. Mrs. Adam. She's him.
It all has to do with attitude, really, at the end of the day. I don't really care what you look like or how old you are. It is all about the attitude. It's about coming in with a... It sounds so cliche. With an open mind, and they're just there to have some fun, and whatever happens, happens. And they're just excited to be out of the house, either not at work, not with the kids, not with the family, whatever. They're doing something together as a couple, having some drinks, meeting some new people, having a laugh. And if they get to have some fun with some other people, that's fine. And they understand that. Whereas some people who expect that they're going to be entertained and we're going to have to, I don't know, like what they want, they're expecting... clip their toenails and I don't know, it's really weird. Some people just expect the world, and you just, it's not that place. You just gotta just roll with it and just have some fun. That's my favorite type of couple, where they're just happy to be there.
Alright, and Baby Doll?
See, my couple is that really, really excited couple where it's their first time. They're, you know, they've got the jitters. They're coming. It's like you're going to, you know, your first nightclub and you've just turned 18 or 21 for people in America. You're going out for the first time. It's like the most amazing experience. Everything is amazing no matter what it is, you know. Their ups and downs. Yes, it's a great experience. They're the couples that I love talking to because they come with you with all these brand new questions, which... Don't get me wrong, like, I have had so many new couples come up to me, like, how do I do this? How do I deal with that? And I'm like, yeah, you do this, this, and this. Literally, these couples are like, oh my God, this is amazing, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make up with this person, my partner's going to do this, and it's because they're so excitable, I'm so excited.
No, I think that's fair enough. So, like, for us, when we're at your all's club, like, for me, I think of the, and I'm going to go back to the couple that we met at the activewear party. They were a young, new couple. I think this was the second time that they'd been to a club. They had been in the, air quotes, lifestyle for 6 weeks. But they had done so much research together. They'd read books, and they had, like, prepared. So, you know, everything that we said to them was like, yeah, that's a great, you know, blah, 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 this is grr. And they, but they weren't that sort of sit in the corner and sit on their hands and be kind of scared and timid. They were very vocal and out there and excited to be part of the experience.
And I tend to agree with the law on that, is that a lot of it is attitude. Is that it's not as much, you know, your background, where you come from, what you look like, whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is your attitude. And if you're a fun person and you put forth a positive vibe, then people are going to be drawn to that, as opposed to, like Mr. Adams said, if you're sitting in the corner or you're negative, people don't want that. You really don't, especially in that kind of environment. And so I'm more drawn to personality than I am looks, I would say, for the most part.
I completely agree. Yeah. It's definitely, it's a, people are mirrors. If you're positive attitude and you're excited when you go into something, people are going to tend to respond to you in the same way that, that you project.
And that doesn't mean that you have to be super outgoing and boisterous the whole time, because not everybody is, but it's still being positive, I think, is the main thing, as you know, because you can still be kind of quiet, but still be positive and still be part of things. Don't remove yourself from the situation.
So, conversely.
Yeah.
I know. That's where this question. So, and of course, not names, not specifics, but describe to us a couple that you were like, ugh, you don't belong here, or I don't want you here, or just tell us a horror story. We want to hear something bad. And we're going to start with, of course, Baby Doll this time.
My only ever horror story is when that one couple that does not communicate to each other, and this single guy comes in and he's like, you know, described to this girl that he's, you know, met once or twice, or he's one of their friends, and they're like, hey, come to this house party I know about. They come in, you can, at the door, you know, it's hard for us, some of our staff, or even me, to see it, that they're coming in, they know each other, cool, I'm comfortable with them coming in, they know exactly what they're getting into. 10, 20 minutes into it, the guy's vanished and she's downstairs sitting down. I'm like, this is the horror story, because I'm like, this poor girl has been roped into this thing, coming in, and they're like, what am I doing here? What is this place? And you explain it to her, and she's like, oh my God, this is not me. Don't get me wrong, this does not happen often. Like, it does not happen, you know, once a month or anything. But when it does, you're like, oh my God, this can't be the norm. So, you know, we're walking upstairs, like, hey, buddy, come downstairs, gotta go, gotta leave. That's my horror story. People coming into this not knowing what it is.
So I will say, one of my favorite memories of the club is we're upstairs in the orgy room, and we had just finished, and I think you and I were had showered off in the orgy room, and there's, I don't know, four or six people on the bed, and the law comes up and looks at this dude and goes, hey, mate, you gotta leave. And the guy's literally mid-thrust, and he kind of looks over his shoulder, he's like, yeah, and you go, you have 5 minutes. I don't know. Arbitrary time. It doesn't fucking matter. Because you were not happy, and you stood in the door, arms crossed, you did that typical sort of, I'm thinking of the Secret Service stance, you know, where you're cold as ice, just watching him fuck this girl. And then after I don't know, you may have given him 2 minutes, you walked up and kind of slapped his ankle and went, buddy, you gotta leave. Take a couple steps back, and then you're leaning up with the TV behind you, and the dude's still thrusting. He looks over his shoulder, he's like, yeah, I'm close, I'm almost done. Which I'm thinking to myself, number one, if I'm the girl, I'm freaking out at this point, because this is the least sexy thing that could possibly happen in a club like this.
And number two is the guy. Can you actually finish with that kind of pressure?
Maybe if you're a porn star, I don't know. But finally, you walked up and grabbed his ankle and was basically dragging him off this girl. You're like, dude, your girl's downstairs crying. You're leaving now. And so he leaves. And then the lady who's laying there was like, aww.
And then I'm Mr. Like, Adam stepped in.
No, he did not. But
why not? Aren't you a team player?
Unfortunately, there was already an I in that team.
Okay.
And, you know, it was one of those things. It was just like, oh, dude, what's wrong with you? But
me or him?
No, him. No. Not
okay,
you.
Cool. Yeah.
I know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
But only, admittedly, that's the only time I've ever seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And that's us going all the time.
I do revel in those awkward situations sometimes.
It was awkward. It was funny.
It was funny. As a bystander, it was funny.
You know, other people were finishing up and watching just so that they could watch. It was like this great, horrible television show.
Yeah.
So for you then,
yep.
What's your, like the couples that you're like, or the people or couples that you're like, you don't belong here.
Okay, so I do have one very specific situation that happened probably 4 or 5 months ago now. A couple came in, and from the get-go, there was tension with them, between them and the staff, and the staff member A. Okay, so the staff member came in and told me that this couple had a bit of attitude at the door, and they were just a bit off, just generally off, just asking questions that didn't seem right at the time, and just a bit pushy and aggressive in their general attitude. Pointed them out to me. I had a look at them, and yeah, you could see they were sort of in that landing area down by the stairs of the boudoir room, just below the bar. Just had a scowl in their face, looking at people talk, and I nudged Jess and go, maybe go talk to them, get them to try and talk to the group, because there was a couple of our friends there, and there was a couple of people there, as it were, still at the early part of the night, and saying, let's try and get them to mix in. Tried, hey guys, come in. They just sort of turned their nose up, shook their head. Okay, we tried. Maybe they're just here to watch. Well,
yeah.
Just people watch. Who knows what they're doing? A short time later, they just kept asking this stuff. So is this it? This it? That... As soon as they start asking questions like that, they're on my shit list, and I'm not interested. It's just like, get out, okay? I don't want you here. Is this it? And it's like, basically, 40 minutes into them being there, they decided to leave, and this got escorted out by the staff member just to see them out, and they just like, go, this is a bullshit place, you know. You said that there's going to be only couples here. I can see all these single men and all these prostitutes. And so, and the staff is, what are you talking about? And it's like, these are all couples here. Like, you haven't even spoken to any of them. And she goes, you're full of shit. This place is fucked and you're just all liars. And it was almost nonsensical. And and I told my staff member, okay, next time something like that happens, come and tell me so I can go and talk to them, because this just makes zero sense. And then the next day I got an email from this person, you know, basically saying the same stuff, and I was very happy to fault correct him and tell him.
But he also
that,
said that our staff member was, you know, rude to him, didn't listen to what he
said.
Yeah,
and it's like,
and it's like
this particular staff member is the nicest person.
Yeah.
He has
no.
a beautiful
yeah.
American service where he's like, you know what, he's going to work for his money, and he
yeah.
will make sure your service and your time there is absolutely impeccable.
And I've never seen him get crossed with anyone.
I've never seen him angry.
No. I don't think
yeah.
he has anger in his bones.
And I've tried to
no.
push his buttons.
Yeah.
All of them.
So that
I've
is...
tried. And I will continue to try.
Like, I'll keep pushing
buttons.
It.
So that's a horrible couple to me. And so obviously what Jess said is also valid.
Mm.
And it's this, they come in with this preconceived idea of what's happening, and then they get there, something doesn't quite match up with their expectations, and then they just start making judgments. And like that whole thing about, we had single guys there, and because in their mind this was true, and obviously it's upsetting to think that they really actually thought this, even though it's completely the opposite. You just want to slap the truth into them a little bit, but you know, you
can't do that.
You can't do that, I know. Oh, God.
But it's
not
true.
Legal yet.
And it's a really good point that when you go into, you know, a club like this, but realistically any club, you often will go in with this sort of preconceived notion of what you expect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I go into a bar and I expect there to be a selection of wines, a selection of beers, and a selection of cocktails, and all I go to is a wine and cocktail bar, and I wanted a beer, I went to a bar. I expect to have a beer. You know, it's that sort of stupid, naive, preconceived notion of what you think it is. Aw, I'm getting more alcohol.
Ooh, I think somebody likes you.
Give me some vino.
Lawrence, next time somebody says that the place is full of single guys and porn stars and I'm there, please tell me. Because
I will come over.
I've never felt like a porn star, and I will totally give him a blowjob, a porn star blowjob.
Wow.
What's a blowjob? What is that?
Challenge accepted. There's a lot of tears involved, a little bit of gagging.
Yeah.
She's usually on her back, and you can see the cock in her throat.
About down to here.
About down to there. Well, mine's up to here, but, you know, I still tap the tonsils, as I like to call it.
Knob slobbing.
That is a porn star blowjob. I sort of lost my train of thought there after the porn star blowjob thing. Sorry. It was great. Okay, so those are some positive negative type people. Okay, right, so we had to take a quick pause there. But that leads me to the reason for the pause and then the reason for the next question, which is the golden shower.
Oh my god. Guys, I told you I needed to pee. That was a pause, not a golden shower.
No, I know that, but and nobody knew it was you that had to pee until you just admitted it to the world.
Oh, laws. Baby doll had to pee.
Number one, everybody pees.
Yes.
There's a book not called everybody Poops as well.
Yes, but anyway. Which leads us in the scatological line. Golden showers, yes or no?
No. Oh, wait. Actually, sorry.
Whoa.
I will happily do it on someone, but I won't receive one.
So you're happy to just like...
I'm happy to give, but yeah. I won't take.
So after the giving, are you then want to play with them, or do they have to shower first?
Have a shower.
Okay. And you?
Yeah, like, I think at the moment, like if someone said, I want you to pee on me, I'd go, okay. I mean,
if that's what makes... I respect their likes.
That's what makes you happy. But if someone said, I want to pee on you, I'd go, that's not going to happen. I don't... Yeah... I've thought about it, then I thought, would I be okay with that? And I ultimately come to the conclusion of no. Even mentally, I can't get there.
Have you seen people do it at the club?
No.
No.
So what's the strangest thing you've seen at the club?
Don't know.
Has anybody... So, I guess you wouldn't know because
what's strange?
Nothing's strange to us.
Oh, well, that's both.
Well, like, I mean, if you ask...
That's awesome and telling.
If you ask the... And, you know, just a random person on the street, and they go, do you think it's strange that you just see, like,
random people.
Group sex?
Fair
and
enough.
They go, that's... What? You know, like... But that's... Man, that's a Friday night.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, so, like...
So can I ask if... So you have that really big shower up in the orgy room, where it has, like, four shower heads.
Mm-hmm.
Has any ones or groups used that for any kind of golden shower activities or any kind of fetish, anything that you've seen or heard of?
Not that I've heard of.
Yeah, no,
I haven't even heard it. Because
okay.
Ultimately, we're not up there a lot. Like, between us and the staff...
Yeah. We're not sitting there watching you guys do what you do.
Right,
so
right.
You have fun.
But sometimes you might walk in, you know.
I will
yeah.
say, it does always seem like there's those times when I take a break and I stop to look around and there's somebody... I mean, I know what you guys are doing. You're only there to see, can I change the sheets? Do we need new towels? Do the condoms need refilled? How's the lube? But it always seems like I will always pause at the time to look at somebody and then we do the wave thing that's like a Muppet wave where I'm like, hey! it's like a Kermit the Frog style wave where like my hand is only barely connected to my wrist.
Like, hey, look what I'm doing!
Yeah, look who I'm fucking now!
And, no hands!
And then I get the look back and it's like, god damn it, just
fuck me already.
You're doing... No, not from the partner. From one of you all.
It's full partner.
And you guys are like, oh, for fuck's sake, just do it already.
Because it's 2:30 and we want to start.
I want to go home. And we have had that from your staff where we come down and it's clear we're ready to leave. And we get the, it's 2 a.m. Please go home. And you're like, yeah, sorry. We're packing up. No. I'm just saying, please go home.
We're wishing it. We're not telling you at the
moment. No, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, are we the last ones here? No, there's still three couples in the spa.
Sometimes it's a little like, obviously we want people to have their fun and that's what they've come there to do. you know, sometimes we've had a long day. We've been in that club a lot longer than just at 8:30.
Well, you guys have the real world as well. Yeah. Yeah. So you have the real life and then this fun life.
And I think, you know, as patrons, we all have to respect that. We have to respect that, that yes, you have a life outside of the club.
Inconceivable.
And also that it does close at a certain time. So, I mean, realistically, let's think this through. If you're still in the spa at 2 a.m., chances are you're going to want to play at some point. So you come out of the spa sometime post 2 a.m., and then you go play, and that takes time, and you're still supposed to be gone by 3 a.m. So you add up the timeline, and admittedly, you see people in there at 2, and you're like, no, this isn't going to happen. They're not going to be gone by 3. So you know you're in for a long night.
On the bright side, at least you're not like other clubs we've been to, which is, you know, at 2:30, you're like, you have 20 minutes to play. Fuck or go home.
You know, sounds sexy.
2:30 comes up, you have 15 minutes to play. Fuck or go home. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns that. Me on. Nothing turns me on. Like
an old woman yelling at you?
Yeah, Grover or Oscar the Grouch screaming at me to fuck or go home.
Oh, I was going to say one of Marge's sisters.
Oh, Selma. Hattie or Selma, yeah.
Hattie.
Yeah.
That's that smoker's voice you got.
I love you. Now fuck me or go home.
Say, not looks-wise, but smoker voice-wise.
So, theme parties. Theme parties, of course. Huge, big, awesome thing at the club. I think everybody knows Mrs. Adams, and my favorite theme party is the glow party.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
What is y'all's favorite party? Like, the parties that each month you look forward to?
Because we have, let's go through the common ones. Our glow party, masquerade.
Sexy in his shirt.
Sexy in his shirt, yeah.
Newbie Fridays.
Oh, yeah,
Meet
and
Mingle Fridays. Mm.
Those are good ones, yeah.
Are we missing any?
Those are the
common
ones.
We're looking at adding into the roster the activewear party, which will be on the 5th Saturday of any month that it occurs.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sometimes there's 5
weekends
in a month.
Have a little cheeky fun on those times. Yeah.
Cheeky fun.
Uh-huh.
Look at you.
The activewear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me personally, it is glow party. One, because it's I can dress the most comfortably in that. I get to wear like the white OSS t-shirt and the white shorts. And the sneakers.
Be relaxed, yes.
And be more relaxed as opposed to the tighter, you know.
When you have to look sexy.
When I have to look a bit more mm-hmm. formal, professional. And it is more fun, like, especially with the paint. Like, you know, it forms that interactive element to the crowd. I particularly love when the ladies say, can you paint a body part of mine? I go, sure. And I just slap some paint on my hands and get your boobs out. And usually they're more than happy to oblige, and then there's a big 2 handprints on the boobies, and away we go. And it is such a great icebreaker.
You have such a hard job.
You don't give them a mushroom stamp?
It's a mushroom stamp.
Oh my God, what is wrong with Australians? Every American knows what a mushroom stamp is. So what do you dip in paint and then smack on somebody's forehead to make it look like a mushroom?
Okay.
What? Like
the cut penis? A cut penis looks like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Uncut guys don't wear it.
No.
That's just how it is. Anyway. Anyway.
Sorry. Okay,
sorry, so flat.
Back to the conversation. My favorite party is I think it's a mingle party, to be honest. I think because you get to meet so many new people, but it's in a vanilla environment where you can go out, have a drink, relax. You're still in, you know, everyday environment, and you're not freaking out. It's nice. It's fun to watch.
I will say it's really funny because what you guys both described was our two favorite nights. Mm-hmm. We love the glow party for everything that you said it was. You know, it's such a great icebreaker.
Yeah.
It makes logical sense. It's sexy. It's cute. It's fun.
And I would say overall, though, both of those nights have social elements to them.
Yeah.
And that's what we really enjoy, is the social bit.
Inherently. In the actual theme, there's social elements, you mean? Like,
right, right.
Because they're all obviously social.
Well, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But it's easier, and in the social interaction is more encouraged, I would say, in those ones.
Yeah.
Or it's easier to see coming into it, maybe.
Yeah, well, obviously the mingle is the... It's the drinking... The mingle is... It's in the title. And the glow party. Oh, God. Fucking around with these fucking...
Baby doll wants to play with Lawrence's balls. And he's trying to hide them from her. It's a mess over here, people.
She's trying to make me do magic, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
Apparently, Baby doll wants Mr. Adam to hide Lawrence's balls.
No,
and
somehow
I
he did this
know.
Magical trick, so I was listening to you guys, and then all of a sudden he had one ball in one hand. I got so distracted.
It's a bisexual podcast.
Fuck. Stop juggling the balls.
Maybe no one's ever told you this, Bradford, but Baby doll over there, she's a bit of a possum, and like she'll go to wherever.
I'm a squirrel. Squirrel! Squirrel!
Squirrel! Squirrel!
Well, we have
it's
possums
squirrel.
Here.
A squirrel.
We have possums here in Australia.
So, for our American friends, it's a squirrel. For the Australian friends, it's a squirrel.
Squirrel!
Oh, fuck's sakes. I run around like a crazy person.
Okay.
Squirrel!
Okay. So, your favorite party?
Right, the mingle.
She oh, you did
said
say the mingle.
Said that.
Well, sorry,
I was like, what?
And I was
don't
listening to you
it?
The entire time because I was doing magic. Because
okay. You got distracted.
So, yes. That's right. What I was saying was our... We agree with both you guys. Is that you like the glow party because of the interactive, and that's what we like. And we like the meet and mingle because we get to talk to people in a very non-threatening,
invasive way.
Yeah, we're fully clothed. And so if you like us then, you're going to love us naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till you see this.
Bam, wham, wham.
So then what's your least favorite?
I guess it just have to be just...
General nights?
Sometimes they're not even my least. I don't know.
General night on a Friday. Actually, no, sorry, Saturday. Actually, you know what?
Do you have a least favorite? I don't think
no
you
least
do.
Favorites. They're just
when I'm not
all,
there.
After our favorite part,
my least
favorite
is when I'm not there. No, to be honest, like, our least favorite is when we're not there. Because we literally sit there and worry about it.
Yeah.
My least favorite was when I'm not there, I'm not looking after that place, and I'm like, fuck, what's happening?
It's like your baby, and so you want to make sure that things are good and people are having a good time. And
yeah.
So we've seen that recently, where you guys come in on a Saturday night, and you actually have a date, and you go out and go away. So how does that... Can you...
Can we
pendulum
date?
Party kind of sucks.
No. No.
So can you... If you do that...
Daylight,
if you,
it sucks.
If you go out on the...
Only from the glory hole. And one of his
Stop
balls
it.
Just smacked him in the face.
So if you do have a date on a Friday or Saturday night when the club is open, are you able to fully enjoy it?
No.
Or are you still thinking about what could be going on?
We're still
no.
getting texts from the staff, you know, up until... Jess does. Up until about
we try to limit as much text towards Lawrence as possible.
Is it because he is...
He worries more than I do, but I think that's coming from, like, a customer service background where, you know what, little things that happen, I've learned not to overreact.
Because you can't sweat the small
There's
stuff.
There's only so much you can do.
And there has to be errors in every single business. Like, it's a natural thing. Like, shit's not going to be amazing. Trust me.
Yeah.
It will never
be
perfect.
Oh, he's got an angry face on.
I mean, my shit's
amazing.
It'll
never be perfect.
But,
has to be... There has to be errors in every single thing you do because it's how you learn and it's how you grow.
Wow, that's deep.
That's deep.
Oh, shut up. It's true. I can
now,
talk about business. Talk about my life. I'm pretty shit.
I know what you're saying. I mean, it makes sense. But and sometimes it's hard to sort of separate the reality from
fantasy.
From the fantasy.
Yeah.
And so when you imagine that something could be going wrong.
Mm.
You're suddenly like, holy shit, things are going wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I think it happened a couple of weeks back.
2 weeks ago.
It doesn't usually happen, but there was an aggressive customer. And they'd been to the club before, but then this time there was a bit of a switch in their personality. and we weren't there, and our manager had to deal with it, and just get them to calm down, leave the club quietly. Whereas we found out after the fact, and obviously I was concerned, but obviously it handled and it was okay. But that's something that I'd like to be there for.
Yeah.
Because I don't want any of our staff to have to deal with something. In the worst case scenario, someone, they start getting physically violent. That's a problem. Not that that's ever happened, but
it's also because we're very protective of our staff. It's just as much as someone says something bad about Lawrence, I will dump my gun. I'll be super rude, upset.
I've seen both of you guys,
you're very protective of your staff.
You guys are immediately, when it comes to anything that's said about your staff.
Yeah.
But I will say,
customer is not always right. You say anything about the staff, you are wrong.
But I will say, you are very protective of your staff and each other. But, at the same time, I can understand where you want to ensure that people have a good experience. And if there is someone that is causing a problem or causing others to not have a good experience, you want to be able to take care of that. If you're not there, you have to then trust that you have good staff on hand, which you do, to take care of it. And they did. And so that's validation that you do have great staff. You've hired great people and they can handle it in the event that you're not there. But I still understand wanting to be there to take care of it because that's what I would want to do.
No, and I understand that as well. It's, but again, it goes back to the quality of the staff that you guys hire.
Yeah.
You guys hire people who are, both completely open and understanding of the environment that they're in, and they're also, capable of dealing with issues as they come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you've traveled, you've been to clubs in Europe. I know you've been to one in Montreal,
Toronto,
whatever. What do you see in other clubs that you're like, oh wow, I'd love to start in ours?
The nightclub vibe.
Yeah.
So dancing and
no, you can't, I kind of want that.
Yeah, exactly
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah, okay. So, dancing sort of thing, but we want that split vibe where you have that idea where you can dance, you can hang out, have that lounge environment. You go to that nightclub, but hey, once you meet that gorgeous couple, that gorgeous person, you're like, fuck, I want to have sex with them. They're amazing. You can't do that in a nightclub. It's not, it's not allowed.
Yeah. True.
But they frown on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We want to be that place that goes, hey, you've just met that hot couple or that hot guy on that dance floor. You're grinding up against him. I want to go and have sex with him.
I think the names escaped me at the moment, but the owners of Crystal Club in
Venice.
Said it beautifully. They just go, the idea of the clubs that we have should not be about the sex that you expect or hope to have. It should be about going out, having some fun with your partner, having some drinks and getting to have a dance or socially interacting. And then if you get the chance to hook up with someone else or another couple or whoever, that is the bonus. It shouldn't be the focus. Because if it becomes your focus of the night and it doesn't happen, it doesn't matter how good the club was, you're ultimately disappointed.
That's perfect, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
No, and we've seen that with couples, I say customers, we've seen that with couples before where, you start talking to them and it's clear that their goal is to hook up. That's their only goal.
That's fine, and some people have that goal.
And that's you're right, but that's sort of, if you don't hook up then, whose fault is that?
Yep.
And we never blame ourselves. We always blame the environment. And so that's why, one of the things that, Mrs. Abner and I like to do is we go places, especially our secret spot. I would say we have sex there 2/3 of the time, but a third of the time we're there and it's just a social experience. It's because we feel safe there. We like the people there. It's a social sort of thing.
And you're around like-minded people that you don't have to censor yourself and you can flirt with, and there's still that sexy time, even if you don't actually have sex. And that's the other thing as well, is looking at how you define sex. Is is it actual intercourse, penis and vagina, or is it that sexy time with a couple where you're flirting and having fun, maybe even a little foreplay,
but you may not go all the way with them. And so, you know, what do you define as sex is the other thing as
well. And we're always happy, you know, with just the soft swap.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to do a little soft swap and then we go back to our original partners, that's fantastic. I mean, that's still a successful night, but it's, I get what you're saying with having a, maybe a little more of that. Because I feel like you guys already, you have the beginning of that. You've got that feeling of, you know, people, we know people who go there and they may not swap, but they still have sex there and they still, you know, talk to other couples and they build those relationships with other couples, but they may not do a full swap.
Yeah. I think the way our club is set up structurally ultimately pulls you in that direction of it is about the sex, which I think is something that we're looking at changing slowly. So there's more activities to do apart from being focused on the sex, where so then obviously the nightclub vibe is what we're going for. We're more centered around dancing, having a drink, things like a pool table, or we've toyed with the idea of having a jukebox, so you know they can you know, you can choose your own kind of music in a certain area.
Then you can really age yourself.
Do you know what I mean? So there's more activities to do than apart from just... Because at the moment, the way we are is you talk to some people downstairs lounge room and then, well, there's really only one other thing to do now.
Yeah. You want to go upstairs?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's my favorite line ever, but
You use that quite often.
Yeah.
And so, but if there's other things to do, you might do them and you might say, look, I'm just happy just having a dance tonight. I'm just happy playing pool tonight. I'm just happy drinking some cocktails tonight. Whereas we don't really have that at the moment. So that's, and I think we've said it before, I don't know if we've said on this podcast before, but we've seen this two distinct styles of club around the world, here in Australia and around the world. And the ones like ours, where it's more of a lounge setting and it's smaller, you're meeting a few couples and you might go upstairs and have a play, or wherever the play areas are in that particular club, or it's the dance club, nightclub with an addition of a play area somewhere else within the venue. And it's almost what's the word, ancillary to the whole venue.
Right.
And
it's a nightclub with the option for sex, not a sex club with the option for dance.
And generally, they have been the more popular clubs
in
all those cities that we've been to.
I would say my only request is to have an area where people can go and just be quiet and talk.
Yeah.
That's not a bedroom. No.
Like a lounge room.
Exactly.
You can still have
the
nightclub.
Maybe lounge room and then you dance.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to work out of how you're going to have that dance floor area where you've got that... You know, the light, like the lasers and the sound, that's all, you know...
Yeah, is, in is, your skull.
Yeah, and it consumes you. Yeah. And then the space where you can have a breather, you can talk to the person, and you can sit a couple of meters away from, you know, the person you're trying to talk to and still be able to talk.
Yeah.
So it's that...
That is an interesting point, because it is nice to have the dance floor and to have that area where you can... You know, be vibrant and alive. But then once you meet that couple, it's nice to be able to have, you know, a little bit of conversation with them before going straight upstairs or to the playrooms. And so, but it can be very hard, you know, to have an area that's not necessarily silent, but quiet enough at least to talk.
Yeah, what I envision, and this is just me, would be an area where we can have dancing and then say, hey, do you want to go play pool? Or... Not darts, because I can see that.
Because I'd win?
Yes, because you would win.
So basically, I'm very good at, like, darts and pool. Isn't that right, Mr. Law? How did you react after the first time I beat you at pool?
Ooh.
Oh, wait, sorry. The second time I beat you after pool. Actually, sorry, I'll repeat that. The second time I beat you and two other guys at pool.
Shit just got real. But I will say, you're not alone in that, because Mrs. Adam is a pool shark because she played on a league in the States. So I've seen her walk up to guys and go, I don't know how to play this game. Wanna show me? And then she takes, like, and clears the table.
Well, according to Mr. Law, I didn't know how to play even though I had a pool table as a kid. how was the boxes when you were like, the second levels, round?
I feel like the tension levels were rising.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Law and his friends had to wear boxes while me and my girls wore our full outfits.
Was this, wait, was this strip
pool? Are there pictures of this?
It was strip pool because...
Okay.
We had, like, so we'd gone away for the Easter weekend.
Do we have pictures of this?
We didn't because, I don't know why, actually. Why? I don't know.
Because the ladies weren't prepared.
Wait,
the ladies were not organizing that.
We weren't prepared, but we were good at our game.
So this is what we can do at the club. That's what we need. Strip pool.
Strip pool.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's up to you how you govern those games. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's just a pool table and some sticks. Go for it.
Oh, wow. I'm good with sticks. Balls. Pockets.
Balls.
I like to sink things. Anyway. So, okay. Then, my memory of being in the States, one of the things that I liked about one of the clubs that we went to was the fact that they rolled out a rolling buffet at, you know, 1 a.m.
Yeah, a lot of these places just like full 1
a.m.
Yeah, at 1 a.m. they brought out...
Well, because they were open from, I don't know, let's say 8 p.m. sometime in the evening, but they're also open until like, you know, 6, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so they want to keep you there, so they bring out a full buffet, a lot of food, coffee, everything.
Like coffee, tea.
Okay,
and
they brought out oysters. They'd be like, "I'm saving forever."
But it was also like, I remember this big pasta dish, and but they also had croissants. If they had croissants ready for breakfast,
they had chocolate covered croissants.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was kind of amazing.
So yeah, they had the pasta to keep you going, the chocolate covered croissants. They had bagels. I mean, they had everything. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. So I would like to see that. That's my request. It's just serve coffee.
We're actually thinking about getting food at the club. Through. Have we told you about this?
No, we haven't. Wait till Mrs. Adam comes back.
I'm right here. I didn't go that far.
Okay, good. This is actually exciting. This is something that we do want to bring to the club.
Okay.
And
the current club.
The current club.
Yeah. So there's a little bar restaurant a couple of doors up from us called The Our House, which I think you've spoken.
Oh my God, okay, you've heard it here first.
And we've been talking to them about doing a small version of their menu at the club.
Because they're amazing.
Because they're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Mm. If I wasn't having sex in your club, I'd be having sex in their restaurant.
They have oysters.
Their oysters are to die
yes,
for.
Yes, wait, can we have sex with the bartender?
Which one?
The main bartender. We're not going to say his name on here.
I'm not going to say it on here. Come on.
No, wait. The taller one or the shorter one?
Yes, the tall one.
Taller one. Oh, really?
Oh, he's... Yeah, I like him. Anyway.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's adorable.
That makes sense.
Anyway.
Sure, you explained it.
Yeah, okay.
So good.
So cute. I love him.
Wow. Anyway, so we've been speaking with...
I'm not eating the oysters he fed me. Come on.
Yeah, we've spoken to them about putting on a menu and they're open to it, so we've just got to nut out exactly what it's going to be and then... put it into the club.
That's badass.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, God. They're having a silent conversation and mouthing things to each other.
They're having a girl conversation.
The girls are having a girl conversation mouthing. Oh, God, stop. You can't do this to the poor listeners. They're going to want to know.
Wait, really? Did you?
No, we didn't.
No.
We haven't done it.
No, you. You.
No.
I would love to, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so clearly what they're asking about is, have we actually hooked up with the bartender?
No.
The answer is no.
No, it was not hooked up. Have you blown?
No, he has a partner.
That's a hookup.
That's a hookup.
Oh, okay.
I mean, of sorts.
Wow.
But he has a partner. I'm not going to do that without permission of everybody involved. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What, the permission part or the partner part?
No, the partner part.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay, so that's exciting. I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's like my
favorite. We're bringing merch to the club as well.
What's your name? What's your name?
So there's an artist that we noticed when we went to
cocktail
bar.
Oh, snap.
When I took you.
Okay, when Jess took me to a cocktail bar. Jesus Christ. When we went to a cocktail bar in the city called Rambling Rascals and I noticed the artwork on the wall and I really liked it and I just noticed the artist's name. I looked it up on Instagram and sent her a message and have now commissioned her to design a print for a t-shirt, which we're going to obviously put onto a t-shirt, and some other things. I think we sort of booty shorts and something else. There are a couple of little things.
Sportswear?
No. For the activewear party.
Ooh, you should do a tank top for guys.
Yeah, maybe.
We did a guys one.
I just think we just wanted a couple of items. Something that you could just frame easily.
Yeah. And then,
because forever we'll just going, where can we put this merch, right? You're going to need a cabinet or a little counter to sell. And then we went to a place and we saw that they had it just framed. And they say, merchandise available, and you put the price next to it. Within this, and I'm like, that's so simple. Why the hell didn't I think of this earlier? And so that's what we're going to do.
Dude, you just described every restaurant in the States.
I'm an idiot.
And I'll totally wear your merchandise at
I'm gonna
at
wear
the
my
gym. When I'm at the gym, I will wear it.
I can't wait to get it because I'm going to be wearing it everywhere. So that's just going to be my day-to-day uniform.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
You need to cut that out.
Wow. It's on your butt.
I may have just hit Mr. Adam in the head with Lawrence's balls.
Like, she threw him across the table, so.
My nice, brightly colored leather balls.
Yes.
Leather balls. Oh, yeah. God.
They're pleather at best.
Snap. They're vegan juggling balls.
You tell the vegan girls
that. Yeah, sure.
You do it. Yeah.
Sure, sure. That's awesome. Merchandise is exciting.
Mm. Yeah. So, that's...
I mean, those are big moves.
You've
for
got
them.
A lot
yeah.
to work on here coming up.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the booty shorts were just going to have our logo on it. That was the...
On the ass, of course.
On the ass, yeah. On one of the cheeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Left or right?
We haven't decided that. It's a very important question.
It is, yeah.
We haven't fully decided. Yeah. Jess is indicating right side.
I would agree with right.
Right side, strong side.
Right is right, left is wrong.
Yeah, that was my first reaction was right side.
Yep.
Okay. So if you, so every interview situation where you have like the late shows, every late show, you have the person on the right side has power, left side is not. So that's why you always see the person who's doing the interviewing on the right side because they're in power.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Is that because most people are right hand dominant and so they go that side first?
I have no idea why, but that's just it's a rule.
Okay.
I don't make the rules.
This is a bit of a segue here, but it's seen in when you're trying to convey power, especially through images, a lot of the times they use like the US president as their example. The president will stand as you're looking at the photo on the left hand side because their hand is over the top.
Oh yeah.
As they're shaking the hand.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Unless you're our US president currently, in which nobody wants to touch him.
Who was it, the Canadian?
Oh god, he's so hot.
Canadian Prime Minister.
Yes.
No,
Justin
who was
Trudeau?
The guy that
Justin
was like
Trudeau.
He like sort of pulled him back a little bit.
I don't know, but Justin Trudeau. Is hot. Anyway,
he's very hot. I will agree.
Yes.
Sploosh.
Yes.
Is it Canada?
Anyway.
If he ever comes down to Australia, please let us know.
And I'm not
Australia.
A big fan of Canada. Sorry, Canadians.
Australia.
But,
Australia.
Australia. Cunt.
Australia. Cunt. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that really what we sound like?
Yeah.
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 To us.
Oh my god.
So, final words. Like, any final words on the club? Like, I mean, so everybody knows. I mean, if you just now starting listening to this podcast and this is your first episode, we're really sorry. Normally,
normally
it's under a little more control.
Really?
Shut up. Back in your box, woman.
Okay. What?
I said back in your box.
Fine. Fuck. Jesus.
Our secret spot is one of those places that we love because it is one of those places where we feel safe and we know that we can express ourselves without any negative ramifications.
And we always have a good time.
On anything we do. It's the first place that I had Shibari done. There's a lot of firsts that we have had at OSS and...
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that
our
we
first
have...
18-some, or I don't know how many people were in that room. Yeah.
It's like 17 and three-quarters-some, I don't know.
It may or may not have been amputee, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Why do you always go...
Because he's done an amputee. Oh, sorry. We have done an amputee.
That's another podcast. Yes. I suddenly want to know all about this.
It's not a bad thing. It's great.
No, yeah.
It's a bucket list.
Oh, yeah, the random stories that we have.
It just hit me that I remember some of the random stories we were going to talk about, but we don't have time for them now. So we're going to have to save these stories for another podcast. Yeah.
Oh,
God
shame.
Damn it. Okay, so we talked too much about the club. Next time we talk about random experiences.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Deal.
Deal.
So, yeah, any final thoughts from you, Law?
I'm all good.
Don't drink red wine.
Yeah, so... Ooh, wait, so wait, like, if people, like, mention our podcast, do they get a discount coming into the club?
Yeah, you pay $250.
Wow.
Great, you pay more. Great.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, you pay more. Sorry, $250 is more.
Mrs. Adam, do you have anything positive after that dick move?
Well, positive, I would say absolutely go, because we love the place, and...
But don't tell them you know us.
Yeah,
right. Clearly. Don't tell them you know us, but it's very likely you'll probably see us there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Someday I'll get my own locker.
You guys are getting recognized
and
in your voice now,
say,
by some people?
Yeah,
we are.
I will say, though, that if you do have questions for Jess and Lawrence, let us know, because they'll be on again, and we can always do a Q&A with them if you have anything that you'd particularly like to know, or specifics, or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Any questions
so,
you want to know, what it's like to own a club, their
the goods, the
name,
bads, everything.
The ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anything, it's work, so there's always going to be bads, but there's going to be a lot of positives.
It's true.
So, we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Go ahead and prepare, Lawrence.
All right.
Well, with that, we're going to call it a close, because baby doll just ran into the bathroom. So we're going to...
Ooh, golden shower time. Yes!
We're going to edit her her response out.
I love it! Oh my gosh! You listen to By the Boy, mate!
Wow.
That's what she sounds like in my head.
Right now, she'll be going...
So if you want to follow us, we are on Twitter at By the By Podcast. Go to our website, www.bytheby.com.au. Facebook, we are at www.facebook.com/bythebypodcast. You can email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com. If you are looking to find the Law and Baby Doll, on Twitter, you are at
Our Secret Spot.
Yeah. On Instagram.
Our Secret Spot.
On Snapchat.
OSS_Sydney. Damn it!
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a broken record.
I knew I could get you somewhere. But you guys are also on the interwebs. www.oursecretspot.com.au.
That is correct.
Yeah, see, I know your website. It's like, if I start typing www on my phone, your website comes up first. And it's a work phone.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah. So, follow them everywhere you can follow them.
And us as well. And please leave us a review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll see y'all next time.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.